This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Dorinda Walker, and she has a brand new book called Love and Havoc. Dorinda, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
It's going well, Zach, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to have you on, too. Tell me all about this brand new book. It looks scary. The cover looks awesome. But tell me all about Love and Havoc.
Well, Love and Havoc is my first fiction book. My first book that I've ever written was called Protected by Purpose. It was actually my memoir. And it was all about how I went from a life on a track to prison or death to living a life of purpose. And so I decided that I fell in love with storytelling after touring the country and sharing my story. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, you know, I'm an avid book reader. And I said, you know what, I can write these stories and I could, you know, really keep people intrigued. And so I wrote Love and Havoc. It's the first of a trilogy in the Passion and Mayhem series. And it's about a woman named Belisa Muscat. She's a successful Wall Street executive. Mm-hmm. She's a trendy jet setter. She travels all around the world. And she happens to befriend a woman while she's on vacation in Miami, and they become fast friends. And their families become connected, and the woman she meets, her brother becomes obsessed with her. And the brother is this sociopath. He also happens to be the head of the largest drug syndicate in Baltimore. And so the book takes you through his obsession over her, her trying to overcome the trauma of being a rape victim at the age of 16. So she already has trust issues with men and a fear of having relationships with men. So this, you can imagine, really scares the crap out of her. So she ends up meeting his best friend, who's a preacher's kid, who knows better, mm-hmm. but makes all of the wrong choices and gets into the drug game. And so he falls in love with her, and they fall in love with each other. So he has the added burden of trying to change his life so he will be the man that she deserves, while also battling his best friend and someone who he viewed as a brother, who they're now arch enemies. And so the book takes you through this process of love and redemption, and how people make choices based on faith, mm-hmm. or based on their need for power and control. And so it's intriguing. There's some erotica in it, but I wanted to really dive deep into certain topics. So, you know, the antagonist in the book, who is Taji, mm-hmm. the sociopath, he also goes into prostitution in terms of being a pimp and trafficking. And so I touch on a lot of those subjects, but I care for those subjects in explaining the mindset of the characters. So it was really important for me to really develop the characters in a way that readers will understand their thought process, mm-hmm. and what motivates them to make the decisions that they make.
Well, you know, it's such a creative book too. And it has so much going on for it too. Love and Havoc. It's on Amazon. You know, I mean, based off the fact that this is your first, you know, creative approach here to, you know, obviously a fiction book, was it difficult to kind of think up, you know, kind of all the characters and all the willingness behind it?
No, because if you read my memoir, you know that I led a tumultuous teenage life as a former drug dealer, high school dropout, and my mother was actually a prostitute at one point. So I actually drew these characters from real life experiences, and I just, of course, embellished and elaborated, but I wanted the story to be realistic, mm-hmm. Based on my experience and experiences of others.
You know, yeah, you do talk about that in your memoir too, about being a drug dealer, you know, for multiple suicide attempts too. You know, how much of the main character kind of do you relate to her?
I would say 50% of her is me, in terms of her thought process, in terms of the success she's had in the financial services industry, some of her upbringing, Her grandmother is a white Italian woman who was disowned by her family, and my great-grandmother had a similar experience. So I drew on a lot of things that I could relate to based on my own life and people in my life.
You know, I want to talk about, too, about you. You know, I mean, you've been through so much in your life, and obviously it's all included in your memoir that you've released. You released in 2018. But, you know, tell us about writing that first book. You know, how hard was it for you to kind of come out there with that story?
You know, as a corporate executive, I held on to a lot of shame. One, because I didn't have a college degree. So I kind of felt like I would be exposed as a fraud or I'd be judged, even though I had made it to the senior executive levels in corporate America. And, you know, one day my pastor said, I need you to come to church and share your story because you will help so many people. Mm. And I was scared to death, but I spoke on that stage for a half hour in front of 200 women, and literally 50 women stood in line and waited up to an hour to speak to me. And the first woman said, nobody knows this, but I've been contemplating suicide for the last few months. And after hearing you, I know that's what God doesn't want me to do that. Wow. The next woman said, I'm struggling with addiction and I'm afraid to come out to the church. And so it was story after story. And I realized that me sharing my vulnerability and my story inspired other people. And so that was the impetus for me to write the book. And it only took me 5 weeks to write it because it was my story.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you're here today to tell that story, you know, because it's so important for others to hear about others' experiences. And for you, you know, you've been through so much trauma and so much, you know, in your life. And do you kind of feel like this new book, you know, that you just came out with is another way of you releasing that tension you have from everything in the past?
It definitely is. It's very therapeutic for me, the whole writing and the creative process. And I just fell in love with the art of storytelling and helping people to, you know, think about certain subjects and certain topics and live their own authentic lives. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love this writing experience. And I wrote this series with the intention of pitching for TV and film because based on the feedback I got from my test readers, all of them said, oh, we can definitely see this as a TV series or a movie project. So that is my intention with this series and my vision for it moving forward.
Well, I hope that definitely comes a reality, you know, in the future. But it's so exciting that this is finally released for the public to read and pick up. It's on Amazon. Again, it's called Love and Havoc. Tell me all about kind of, you know, the process of creating the book too. I mean, how long did it take you to kind of get this thing rolling?
This book took about 6 months because I really wanted to be careful in the character development and explaining, you know, why the characters made certain decisions so people could really, you know, get in, visualize the characters, right? Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to be careful when I broached on topics of rape and sex trafficking and drug dealing, and because those are all sensitive topics, and I wanted to care for it in a way where the reader could understand the perspective of the different characters. And one of the things that I carried in this book from my first book is a Dear Reader letter. So in my memoir, after every chapter, I wrote a Dear Reader letter explaining what I learned from the experiences in my life. So I didn't do it in every chapter in this book. It was, I think there's like 3 Dear Readers, but I wanted to explain certain situations from the main character's perspective. And the readers who read the book so far, they appreciated that because they could really understand what drove the decisions and the choices that the characters made.
Yeah, and I think it's important too to relay that information as well because, you know, when people are reading it from another perspective who've never been through these situations, I think they have this perspective that they're just like, oh, why would this character do it this way? You know, like, why can't they just do it that way? But it's like, you know, you're in the middle of a situation that's either life-threatening or, you know, it's just traumatic too.
Exactly. And I wanted to tell Belisima's story, the main character, from a female perspective, having been the victim of attempted rape myself. You know, a lot of times women are shamed and they're blamed for those acts of violence. And, you know, we're taught that we are inferior to men. And so I wanted to bring it, I wanted her to be empowered. Even though she was a victim, I wanted her to own her power. And you'll see in the book, if you read the book, how she comes to get over that fear and take charge of her life and face the antagonist in the book.
You know, for those who are kind of looking at this book and they're kind of worried to kind of get into, you know, that into that kind of section of, you know, society, in a sense, reading this book and getting their head spun around with all you know, the drugs and all that and all the stuff that, like, you know, usually people don't hear about unless they're reading the news. I mean, what do you kind of tell your readers when they're getting into this book? Is there a kind of a warning? You know, is there a guidance a little bit about trying to get into a book like this?
Well, in the description, I say that it's a sexy, erotic drama, and mm-hmm. I don't have a warning disclaimer, but, you know, it is for people 18 and older. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my agent sent it out to publishers, some of the feedback that I got was that it's a dark novel. And my perspective is, it's real life.
Yeah.
It's stuff that happens in real life. So if you don't want to hear about how people get into the drug game or, you know, what happens when a woman is raped and how she feels about it, then I don't know. You just don't want to face the issues that are going on in our society, particularly around drug use, which is at the highest rate ever.
Yeah, it's, you know, so true.
Pandemic. It's stuff that we should talk about, we should deal with, we should educate ourselves about, so we can help others.
I hate it because, you know, I hate the fact that every time I learn more about this world, it gets darker, and it gets even darker than that, you know. And it's really hard to, you know, to go on with life and just listen to and see, you know, the trauma that people cause out there in the world. And especially what's happened in your life too. It's just horrendous. And you know, I'm so sorry that happened to you, back in the past too. But we definitely need to shine light on it, because it's important that people know that this is happening in society.
Exactly. And, you know, that quote that life happens to, life doesn't happen to you, but for you. That's what I take from these experiences, because it's not all doom and gloom in the book. There is a romantic story. There's some comedy in the book as well. Belle's grandmother, the main character, is really funny. Mm-hmm. So you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll root for the love of the two main characters to endure. And you'll also want to see the demise of Taji, the antagonist. So it'll take you through a roller coaster ride of emotions and hopefully leave you compelled to want to get to the end to see what happens.
Are there any characters that you created in Love and Havoc that you've kind of wished were in your life originally when all this craziness was happening?
Maybe just the Bobby's father, the pastor, mm-hmm. who gives him spiritual guidance. And I would have liked to have that. I've always had a belief in God and knowing that there's a higher power. I happen to believe that God is a woman, but, you know, I wish I had that early in my life, because, you know, I was so mad at the world. I was so angry mm-hmm. at God and for, you know, the situation that I was in. And I had to find my faith. I had to learn the process of forgiveness, and I had to put in the work with fortitude to change my circumstances. So I don't regret anything that happened in my life, because it turned me into the woman, the empowered, authentic mm-hmm. woman that I am today.
Well, we love you for the way you are, for sure. And we love that you're here with us today and you're able to share this amazing, amazing dark novel that I'm excited for readers to pick up. Again, it's called Love and Havoc. It's by Dorinda Walker. And Dorinda, I want to know, where can they find the book on shelves? And also, where can they find you online?
So you can follow me online at DorindaWalker.com. I am Dorinda Walker on all social media and Dorinda J. Walker on Facebook. And you can find the book on Amazon and Kindle, paperback, and hardcover.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm excited for readers to pick it up. Again, it's called Love and Havoc. It's by Dorinda Walker. Dorinda Walker, seriously, thank you so much for coming on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Zach.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.